The two sculptures sited along 6th Street are titled Kulo, which is the Somali word for beads. These are beads that we designed ourselves, and they are inspired by beads that we have looked at that come from around the world. My name is Jim Hirschfield, and I have been working in the field of public art for some 30 years and began to collaborate with my wife, artist Sonia Ishii. When we work on any particular project, we always delve into the history of the site. The story about the Somali community and how they ended up here is inspirational, and it's at one time being the so-called hippie area and its connection to hippie and beads and Somali and beads has always been something that's fascinated us. And every culture has for centuries had beads and still has beads, and they value and they treasure beads. They are socially significant. They're significant spiritually. They're significant as economic generators. If you're standing at the corner of 6th and 16th, the sculpture that you're looking at was inspired very much by African beads, not from any particular culture or any particular area of Africa, but certainly inspired by African designs. One of the elements of this particular work that I find most intriguing and even elegant is the way the cylindrical tubular circles are stacked one upon the other. They might be reminiscent of stools, they might be reminiscent of jewelry, they may even be reminiscent of things that I'm not thinking about. But it has a very wonderful, both elegant and at the same time joyful expression. If you're standing at the corner of 6th and Cedar, the work that you're looking at is inspired by African beads, but it is also inspired by Korean design, because a number of years ago we had visited an exhibition of Korean crowns that the royalty wore. And we were intrigued with the idea that as these sat on royalty heads, that when they moved, you would see light reflected, and you would certainly be attracted to what was sitting upon their heads. If someone is standing and looking at the work, one thing that I would love to hear are stories that you might have about your connection to beads and what beads or kulo mean to you.